Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I'm going to encourage you today to keep going. Keep being the boots on the ground. Keep showing up when no one else will. Keep doing the things that are thankless. Keep texting back even when they don't respond. Keep running. Keep going an extra mile. Keep bringing the coffees. Keep smiling when you could be complaining. Keep giving your best. Keep getting better. Keep learning. Keep encouraging people. Keep praying. Keep calling. Keep trusting. Keep being the kind of person who does not give up on other people. Why? Because when you do that for the long haul, you wake up one day and you realize you've become the kind of person who built more than just a resume. You've built a reputation that others can always count.
I don't know who needs to hear this right now, but since you're here, odds are it's probably you. You're behind, and you know it. But you're not behind everybody else. You're not behind your family. You're not behind the people that doubted you. You're behind the man that you promised yourself you'd be. I know how badly you want to quit, and I know how badly them voices in your mind are telling you it's not worth it. But let me ask you something, bro. What hurts more, the pain of letting go of what is, or the pain of not knowing what could be? You've been sugarcoated your whole life. Let this be a reminder that life won't do that for you. Like Rocky said, this shit will beat you to your knees if you let it. Now get up and hit that motherfucker back. I believe in you, bro.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. Consistency will beat talent 99.9% of the time. 99% of the time, if you can just show up every day. My dad used to tell me when I was growing, he used to say, son, if you can just show up, that's half the battle right there. Can I show up every single day? Not for him, not for her, not for them, but for myself. Why? Because I owe it to myself. Why? Because I have something inside of me that needs to be watered every single day. It's called greatness. And when this greatness seed is watered every day, that it's got to grow at some point.
No, bro, no. Like, I sat there and really believed in you, bro. I really believed you. You told me you was going to prove them wrong. You told me you was going to be the hardest worker in the room, but look at you. You ain't even doing shit about it, man. You gonna disappoint me and all the people that believe in you, all because you don't want to get your shit together. Days go by, nothing's happening.
And a year from now, it's gonna happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it?
Tonight will be over with two. Tomorrow I'll be stronger for it. Another day will go by. 365 of them happen so fucking fast. Who are you gonna be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret? Or cry.
We have no f***ing idea how great you really are, because you are using such minimal of what you have. Everybody has the ability to do it, but they just don't want you. There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. The problem is you, and you don't want to fix it.
The hardships, the losses, they make the good times way better.
First of all, everybody, you're never starting over. You're always starting from experience. This is so important for you to understand. Just because you got laid off, just because you've ended a relationship, you're not starting from scratch. You have all the experiences, good and bad, in your life that you can now use to reinvent and reimagine what the next chapter of your life looks like next.
What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it?
What are you willing to sacrifice? And what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being?
Delusion is only delusional when you don't accomplish the goal of making a delusion the reality.
Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. Losers see thunderstorms. Winners see rainbows. Losers see icy streets. Winners put on their ice skates. Losers take chances. Winners make choices. It's all in the way you choose to think.
You might be frustrated. You might be spinning your wheels. You might be ready to quit. But you also might be one day from that one moment.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life.
The universe rewards resilience, and the signs of it are all over the world. You just have to know where to look and what to look at. Become that river on that rock. Over time, you can achieve any goal if you stick with it.
Man, you gotta learn how to dig deep in your life. Things are gonna happen in your life. Parents die, animal dies, a lover, a wife, a good friend. You decide when you don't wanna fail anymore. You wake up one morning and go, you know what? These are all things I cannot control.
Doubt is such a strange thing. I mean, it's, there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other. You control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is, right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, sucks, but you have to wake up the next day and do the drinking all over again anyway.
You're not gonna get around the rise and fall and the rise and fall. Endure when it's time to endure, enjoy when it's time to enjoy, you know? But you're not gonna get around the ups and downs of that. It's not because I'm weak. It's not any of that. It's like, that's what life is.
And if you stop right now, all you've done is guarantee that you never reach that moment. When things get hard, it's very easy to question what you're doing. It's very easy to start looking for a new path. It's very easy to quit. And that's why most people do it. No matter how much you're struggling, no matter how long you've been working, keep going.
We're all a work in progress. Growth has no end. Your story is still being written. You're the writer and the narrator. There's no limits to self-improvement because no one can ever truly reach a state of perfection. Everything around us is always changing, and so we must evolve too. Don't ever make the mistake of thinking that you're finished. It doesn't matter how far you still need to go. All that matters is that you're still trying.
It's not just about what do you want. It's especially about what are you willing to sacrifice for this? This is the question. What type of sacrifices are you willing to go through? What type of suffering are you willing to take? And based on that, it determines what can you reach.
If you have a dream, if you have a goal in life that you want to accomplish, I can tell you, hard work, dedication, determination, take small steps, and sooner or later, they will continue to grow and grow and grow into bigger accomplishments. Believe in yourself, stay strong, stay focused. No matter what, the bad times don't last forever. If someone tells you you can't, you prove to them that you can. If someone fires you from a job, when one door closes, another door opens. Always believe in yourself. Don't try to be like anyone else. Live your ideas to the fullest. And always believe that no matter what happens in your life, it's for a greater purpose.
Like, I can't say this enough. Stop waiting. Do not waste your life waiting, worrying, or wishing for things to change. You gotta want it enough to do the work. Your dreams have a brick path that will get paved every single day, one brick at a time.
many times have you told yourself you're going to do it? How many times have you told yourself tomorrow? How many times have you told people what you were going to do? You know where all that talking has gotten you? Fucking nowhere. You have not moved the needle once. I know it kind of feels like you're doing it when you talk about doing it, when you think about doing it, when you plan to do it, but the reality is you have not done anything. So when are you going to do it? At what point does the talking stop and the action begin? If it's at any other point than right now, you are not serious. You don't want to do it. You want to keep indulging in the that got you in the position where you want to change instead of just actually changing. Nobody who is that serious about change, knowing how hard it is to change, waits until tomorrow to do it because they don't want to spend another second being anything other than what they could be.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was going to do. That's all consistency is. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, and you realize that I am where I am because of other people's sacrifice, I gotta get up and make it happen, even though I don't wanna get up and make it happen.
Make your future dream a present fact by assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled. So whatever it is that you would like to experience in your life, you must be able to feel it. So live in the feeling of being the one you want to be and that you shall be. Every feeling makes a subconscious impression. And unless it is counteracted by a more powerful feeling of an opposite nature, it must be expressed.
Greatest people on the planet have suffered the most. Suffering is not bad. I'm suggesting suffering is awesome. The ego runs from suffering because it's the death of the ego. But I believe pain, difficult times, failure, loss is purification and preparation for personal heroism.
You are not your losses. One misstep doesn't define who you are. If you've lost or failed, so what? Stop being the victim. Feeling sorry for yourself isn't going to get you any closer to your goal. It's not a loss if you learn something. So take accountability for the damage that was done and just keep moving forward.
Hey fam, real quick. If you've been rocking with the podcast and you're serious about leveling up your health, fitness, and mindset, I've got something special for you. I just opened up my private school community, where I share exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Behind-the-scenes lessons, deep game on consistency, and access to me and other high-performing members who actually walk the talk. Think of it like the podcast, but multiplied. More value, more connection, and more accountability to keep you growing. So if you're ready to go from just listening to actually living this lifestyle, hit the link in the description and join us on school today. Trust me, the people in there are already making big moves. Don't get left behind.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now. And you're the hero of the movie. What would that guy do? What would that guy do right now? Because you are.
People struggle to do things a lot. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not the people.
Don't let other people tell you what you can and can't do. If you feel like you should do it, go for it. Life's not perfect. Not everything has to work out, but the window of opportunity is getting smaller every day. Nobody sees the world like you see it. So just do what feels right today and worry about the rest tomorrow.
We all get exactly the same amount of time. Exactly. Now here's something interesting. The sand in the bottom of the glass represents the past. The sand on the top of the glass represents the future. You have no idea what's in the top of the glass. You only know what's in the bottom of the glass. The only thing we've got anything to do with is what's right here in the center right now. Everything else is an illusion. It's a myth. It's God. If we want to enjoy more of life, we've got to give everything we've got right now.
It's not what happens that determines your future. It's what you do about what happens. Direction determines destination.
When you make mistakes, they add up. They add up. One mistake compounds and leads to another, which leads to another, and they can lead you to a downward spiral of destruction. Here's the thing. You know what else adds up? The positive things. The good moves. The small sacrifices that you make to do things right. So put in the daily effort. Let that be your reward. Reward yourself. Feel gratification from knowing that you move the needle, even just a little bit. And whatever it is you want to do isn't going to happen in one day. You have work to do.
You cannot change your life unless you go inside first, you figure out who you are, what your own wisdom is telling you to do, and you start to actually believe it and follow it.
I think when you're on the start path, you can't look at the outcome as the only positive because you will never make it. The positive frame that I've always used is thinking about who I was becoming as the asset that I was building. So in real time, whenever I finished a long day's work, I was becoming more like the type of person who could work for 5 years without reward. And that would be part of the story I would someday tell.
Let's say you want something really bad and you keep trying and you keep trying and you keep trying. And on the 10th try, you don't get it still. And you say, okay, it must be a sign that I need to stop doing what I need to do. But what if you didn't know that on your 11th try, you would have made it. You would have made it happen and got what you wanted to get. So I feel like persistence is important, because if you really truly love something and you truly believe, you should just do it for the love, and you don't get the way you're going, you're still doing something you love. So
visualize it, but also feel it. Like, feel yourself there. Close your eyes, smile to yourself, and feel yourself there. And believe me when I say you can manifest that.
The only people that criticize you for trying to be exceptional are those that have already accepted the fact that they're going to be mediocre forever. They look at you trying to better your life as an attack on them, because they know they're not doing what they should be doing. They know they're not trying as hard as they can, and they know that they should be a much better version of themselves than they are. You and I both know that you're just trying to better yourself, and it has nothing to do with them, but they don't see it that way. They feel they have to defend themselves because they see you doing something they know they should be doing. So when they make comments or make fun of you or try to make it seem like it's about them, understand that it is about them. It's about how they feel about themselves, and that is not your problem.
When's it gonna be? When is it gonna be that you are finally not full of Make the change that you need to make. Become the person you need to become. This is about becoming a person that can control their external environment and make decisions that serve them, no matter how hard those decisions might be, no matter how inconvenient those decisions might be. That's the only way you're going to solve this problem long term.
Kobe Bryant was not interested in winning championships. He was obsessed. And obsession comes in the small details that nobody pays attention to.
Listen to people that are going to tell you that you can't do it. Don't listen to haters. Don't listen to naysayers. Don't listen to people that give you advice that tell you to slow down, or you shouldn't do it, or you can't do it, or time's not right, or any of those other things. Those are dream stealers. They were sent to you to see if you'll overcome them. They were sent to you to test your resiliency. And if you can overcome that, if you just discard all of that stuff and you get clear on those other things, you've got a really good chance of doing something great with your life. And just remember what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life. You were born to make a difference with your life. This is a fact.
The greatest version of you
It's not the I can do anything version of you. Greatest version of you is the disciplined version of me. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
Like, when you say something to the extent of, not him, but just a person, I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because light changes so quick. Right? And as people, we're often arrogant. I was one of them. We live our lives and we feel as if we're accomplished something. Right? But when you think about it, it's like, well, we try to control things. But when you really think about the macro of life and the grand scheme of light, we really don't have any control. We can control what we possess, emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just light in general, we have no control of that.
You judge the true character and caliber of a man not by what he stands in times of comfort and convenience. You judge the true character and caliber of a man by what he stands in times of challenge and controversy. And so the question remains, and I ask people all the time, man, who are you when it goes south, man? Not when you get what you want. We know when the sun's shining and you get what you want, you're gonna smile.
Right.
Babies do that. I give them a bottle, they gonna smile. I give them what they want, they gonna smile. I give a puppy a snack, he gonna smile. But when you don't get what you want, when it doesn't go the way you want it to, even if it affects and impacts you on a physical level, who are you?
Right.
Right? Because that's the person that your kids are gonna learn from. That's the person that your parents raised. That's the person that will go out and either positively or negatively affect or impact the world. Who are you?
And I don't want that for you. I don't want you to waste your life living a settled life. I don't want you to waste your life living a less life. I want you to live your life with your best self and with your best life. That's why the clocks say, time to move on. Y'all, look at your watch. The clocks say, time to move on, right?
Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up? When life catch you on the blind side, when the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas? So you gotta have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to find the towel and give up your sap, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, they drop you to your knees and start choking you. You gotta dream, though. I ain't got no dream. And that's going to happen. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
Who I am is being redefined daily because new things come, and I've got to keep evolving. I will not be a VHS in a world that's all digital. Your dreams, your talents, your gifts. Enough for yesterday.
People's lives aren't what they would like them to be. And so then you ask, why? But one of the main reasons that people don't get what they want is because they don't actually figure out what it is. And the probability that you're going to get what would be good for you, let's say, which would even be better than what you want, right? Because, you know, you might be wrong about what you want easily. But maybe you could get what would really be good for you.
Sometimes when you're following your own path, it takes a while for the world to catch up with you. You might look at the journey others have been on and think, that's what I should do. But instead, you kept moving through the dark on your own. And maybe you would have gotten there a little faster if you just followed everyone else. But now you can say you did it your way. You aren't living someone else's life and calling it enough. You stay true to yourself. And that, my friends, is real success.
It's easy to look around at other people and think they have it better. They struggled too. At some point, they stood with their head in their hands, or got down on their knees, or slumped to the floor, not knowing exactly where to go, or what to do, or how things were going to work out. Every single successful person I know has gone through a struggle where they didn't know the next step. They had to step out in the darkness, so to speak, before the next step was illuminated. They took the chance, not knowing what the end result would be. They took the step, even though they were afraid. That's what courage is. That's what faith is about.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
This year, you can't allow anything or anyone to get in the way of your growth, your success, or your inner peace. You have to stay focused on developing who you are, so when you look in the mirror, you feel proud.
Fail big.
That's right.
Fail big. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, and it can be very frightening. It's a new world out there. It's a mean world out there, and you only live once. So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
Got to figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
You can walk through the fire complaining along the way, or you can walk through the fire
and create an example for everyone else so that the trials and tribulations of their own life seem trivial, because they're comparing themselves to the way you handle things, or the way you handle things with grace and dignity and discipline can show other people that they can handle their own life this way. And there's beauty in that. There really is. And there's so much inspiration to be gathered from other people.
This is why I say stay hard, because when you aren't given the gifts, the only thing you can do in life is stay hard. There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you.
The person you have to spend the most time listening to in your life is yourself. Try not to lose their respect. Self-respect and self-esteem, I think, largely comes from having faith in your own word.
I'm gonna, as far as I'm concerned, that's all talk. You know, actually get in there and get yourself some results. That's what you should really be focusing on, you know.
Start betting on you and become the kind of person worth betting on. Trust and follow your dreams and desires. Do what you say you're going to do, and hold yourself to a higher standard. Living in the certainty that everything is always working out for you gives you courage and confidence to take risks, to feel comfortable in the unknown.
Sometimes you just need to focus on the small battles first. Ignore other people's progress and focus on yourself. Sometimes the small wins are the big wins, the ones that build momentum, and the ones that give you the confidence to fight another day. The only standard you need to hold yourself to is your own. Just put your head down, take one small step, and then another, and don't stop until you get there.
Don't worry about next week, next year. Just focus on every 24 hours that you get, and that's done a lot for me.
It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for, but we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself.
And are you going to be able to do everything in a day? No, you're not. But what an opportunity you have to just take one step at a time. And that's really where the beauty and the treasure is in the journey. It's in the steps that you get to take each and every day.
We become different people on the other side of change. What we're capable of, what we value, and how we define ourselves, these things can all shift. And if we can learn to pay close attention to these internal shifts, we may just find that rather than limiting us, change can actually expand us.
It's a good feeling to lose. The people who follow you are going to lose too. You've got to set an example of how to lose. This way, they can see how I lose. Muhammad Ali. No matter what in life, when we are trying to accomplish something great, when you are stepping outside of your comfort zone, when you are throwing yourself fully into something, fully down a path, fully into 100% invested in any endeavor, any high level endeavor, any meaningful endeavor in life, you're going to encounter setbacks and you will most assuredly lose at some point. You will collect scars, both physical, external, and internal scars. But the scars remind you of why you started and what you are trying to accomplish. And most importantly, the scars show them, your onlookers, the great crowd of witnesses that you will have on any endeavor, any platform that you gain in life by trying to accomplish something great. You show them that you are still there.
Believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
Always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life. I'm always waiting for everything to be perfect before I live my life.
There's only one way. If you're at the bottom, there's only one way. But you got to look up. And when you look up, there's somebody there waiting for you.
You truly believe that you have the power within you to change. The first step would be saying, I have to take responsibility for myself right now because I got to start thinking differently. I got to start acting differently. I got to start feeling different. It's going to be hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing this. But how is self-love born? When a person sits through the fire and sits through all of that anxiety, all that hatred, all that anger, and keeps lowering the volume, sooner or later, the body's going to release it.
It's dangerous to dwell on past mistakes. People sort of define themselves by the worst moments that they've ever had. You know, they're stuck in failures that they had, like when they were first getting jobs, and they always think that they're a loser, and they don't like the feeling of failure, so they keep low expectations so that they never have to feel that. You gotta get through failure. It's very important. And you get through it by just picking yourself back up and moving forward and going.
Whenever you feel negative or unhappy about anything, you say, wait a minute, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happens. I can't change the past, so I'm not going to spend a second worrying about the past. I'm going to become so busy working on my future and my goals that I don't have time to think about the past.
Most people let what's happening now control what they're thinking. They don't like it, and they're waiting for it to change. It'll never change. What they don't understand, what's coming is a reflection of what they're seeing inside. Everything you're thinking about is coming to you. It's all about the mind, and it's got to happen inside first if you want it to happen outside at all.
It isn't easy to keep going, especially when you don't believe that things can get better. You never know for sure what's coming, but you can choose to believe. Even if there's no guarantee, hope and belief might be all you need to keep going, to give you something to look forward to. So just know that even if it's hard right now, it won't always be, because it can get better.
Don't waste the failure. Because oftentimes, what do we do when things don't go the way we want it to go? We throw the experience away, right? But we learn more in moments of defeat than we do when we get the victory. Because when you get the victory, nobody can tell you nothing. But when you lose, you listen it. The task is to recognize that you are uniquely special. You have something to give, some talent no one else shares in quite the same way. And the second one reads, wherever you stand, be the soul of that place.
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. The most fundamental and major decision that you have to make in your life is this: do I live in a friendly or a hostile universe? Which is it? Is it a universe that is filled with hostility and anger and people wanting to hate each other and people wanting to kill each other? Is that what you see? Because when you see the world that way, that's exactly what you will create for yourself in your life.
Quality of my life is controlled by two things: meaning and emotion. The meaning you give to things controls the emotion that you feel. People come up with different meanings, and that produces different emotions, and those emotions make you make different decisions. When you're angry, you're going to decide differently than when you're playful or grateful or excited. So the secret to life is controlling meaning and emotion.
Why? We all ask why we should work this hard. Why take that many classes? You know, why take the notes? Why read the books? Why work that hard? Why? Good question, why? Best answer to why, I think, is the second question. Why not? Why not see how many books you can read, how many courses you could take, how many skills you could develop? Why not see how valuable you could become to the marketplace, to your friends, to your family? Why not see what you can make is? Why not see how far you could go, how much you could see, how much you can earn, how much you can share? Why not?
Wouldn't you want to know what would happen if you spent just 1 year giving it your absolute all, giving everything your absolute all, giving your diet your absolute all, giving your workouts your absolute all, giving your career your absolute all, giving your relationships your absolute all? How much different would your life look? How much better would you feel on a daily basis? Would you still be depressed? Would you still have anxiety? Would the problems that exist in your life now still exist in a year if you gave it your absolute all? I don't think so. I think 1 year of uninterrupted focus is going to lead to a completely different life, a completely different version of yourself, one that is unrecognizable. The next year of your life is going to happen one way or another. Time is going to pass anyway. You can come back and tell me that I'm wrong, that your life is exactly the same, but I'm willing to bet every single dollar in my bank account that you will look back and say that that was the best decision that I have ever made, and I have no idea how I was living my life before.
It's easy to give up. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. And give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Everything in life comes down to this. I'm telling you right now, no matter how hard you train, how hard you go out there and run and swim and lift weights, whatever you're doing to get in shape, it always comes down to this. Because when you're training and your mind is all jacked up, all you are is a bigger, faster, stronger quitter.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will. But it does mean that as long as you don't surrender, as long as you don't give up, as long as you don't quit, then you haven't failed. It just means you made a temporary tactical retreat. It means you've made a brief withdrawal so that you can regroup and reattack. So, as far as I'm concerned, if you get beat, unless you're dead, you are not defeated. When you have not failed, what you've done is you've learned. You've gained experience. And you're still alive. And you have memories to make. So get up and go get after it.
There's a purpose to your pain. There's a reason why you have had to endure. You may not see it now, you may not feel it right now, but there is a purpose in our pain.
If you're failing repeatedly, then there's probably something wrong. It's possible that there's something wrong with the way that you're conceptualizing the world, because you have a choice, right? If you keep making sacrifices and they don't work, there's a binary choice. And one is, well, there's something wrong with the structure of reality. And the other is, there's something wrong with your approach. And so then you might say, well, let's take the first idea. There's something wrong with the structure of reality. It's like, you're really going to say that, are you? You're really going to come out and say, I know enough to judge the nature of being. And then the alternative is also quite frightening, because then, you know, it's you that's making the mistakes, and you might be wrong at a really deep level, and that might mean a lot of you has to burn off and be transformed.
Only those that can see the invisible can do the impossible, which means that if you see what's not there, that means that you have these bold, uncomfortable visions and intentions and ideas, and you're gonna have all of these random people popping up in many forms trying to get you off of your path, and you're so convinced that this is what you're supposed to do and where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing and the people that you're supposed to be doing with, you're so convinced that this is what it is, you drive people crazy and you make people uncomfortable. Because their goal is to distract you and fuck up your plans. Live your life, make your mark. Don't wake up every day being consumed in everybody else's thoughts and their intentions. You're not supposed to be another person that lived and died and didn't do anything significant.
Hide our true selves from the world, because we're so afraid to be judged. We're so afraid that people will walk out of their life. We're so afraid to lose this and lose that. I'm gonna tell you something, I want you to hear me clear. When you don't be who you are, when you don't truly be yourself and who you are, you know what happens in your life? You attract the wrong things in your life. Some of us, we attracted the wrong jobs because to get that opportunity, we had to change who we were. And the opportunity might have been good at first, but now we're stuck in a place where we're miserable.
Stop making excuses. Simple as that. You can make a million excuses why you didn't get that raise, why you didn't take that leap of faith. You can make a million excuses, but you know deep down inside, and consciousness is eating away at you, it's not a reason, it's an excuse. Then when you stop making excuses, the only alternative is then results. I'm not saying that everything you do, you should be successful at. You will have periods of defeat.
Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem, why not you starting to change and setting goals?
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way.
Imagine where you would be in a year if you actually focused on the things that make you better. If you actually start doing things and you actually take action. Imagine how far you would be, bro. If you really locked in, if you really stay focused, your mindset is not on the things that you want in life.
The fastest way to losing yourself is to try and make everyone else happy. The best thing you can do is be a true north. Be you. Shine your light. Know what your core values are. Know what your belief system is. Know what your morals and your character should be. And live by that.
The road to paradise starts in hell. You have to take that bus ride, that walk, that crawl, that flight, whatever it may be, back to hell consistently. Because here's the thing. If hell comes visits you, and it visits a lot of people, it's not going to leave. And your hell is what you're willing not to acknowledge. You're not willing to acknowledge who you are, what your darkness is, what fuels you.
If you're not engaged in your life, it's because you haven't picked a dragon of sufficient merit. Is that if you haven't found meaning in your life, it's because you haven't taken on a big enough burden. That's a strange thing. It's a strange thing that that's true, but I think it is. It's the closest to truth that we have.
The purpose of life is not just to get your goals. Your goals or your getting what you want doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is who you become in pursuit of those goals. So the growth, the progress, even if you don't achieve it yet, but you start losing weight, or you start building muscle, or you start making relationship better, or you start to build a business, the building, the progress is what makes you feel alive, because we're all made to either grow or die. If your relationship's not growing, it's dying. If your business is not growing, it's dying. There's no in-between shit. That doesn't work.
And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
It's not like you're guaranteed to kill it. Nobody is ever guaranteed to kill it. But if you don't try, then you definitely won't. If you get after it, you got a chance. You got to fight the chance for sure. But if you never do, then what's the point of even thinking you'll expect any sort of results?
It all starts with who you are. Because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done.
How long can you stay in that pool? How far can you run? How much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit? Or how far can you keep going? There's a purity in that. They dissolve social order, all that shit. What people think about you goes out the window. Like, who are you right now? Who are you right now?
But I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. And if you do that and you don't allow the shame and the regret and the heaviness of what you just went through, if you don't allow that to stop you and you just keep going, all that crap that you're coming in, it starts to fall off of, right? It starts to fall away, and eventually, you're good again. You cannot allow that to stop you, and that is what stops most people. It's regret. It's shame. It's the pile of crap they had to walk through 10 years ago that they created, and because of that, they never do anything with the rest of their freaking life, man.
The only way to mitigate not being successful is to not quit. If you don't quit, you might make it.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think. Like, way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There is enough to cope with the trouble of the world. If you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out. And everything would be better because of it. Really, really.
Don't resent tough times. When life hands you adversity, it's not to expose how weak and vulnerable you are. It's to push you to become more resourceful and show you that you're capable of making it through what once felt impossible. Your battles are intended to build your character, not destroy your spirit. There is growth in your struggle. So just keep pushing.
With our thoughts, we create the world. That means there is something powerful about you. If you are disciplined, if you do the proper things, if you stay determined, stop the laziness, chances are very high that many of the goals that you're setting to yourself will become true.
What are you willing to sacrifice, and what are you willing to give up to find every bit of who you are as a human being?